Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, to turn our attention now to housing, and during the Irish Home Builders Association's House Building Summit in Croke Park yesterday, moderator Ivan Yates, a former politician, asked panellists what the impact would be of a Sinn Féin Minister for Housing in the morning. Irish Institutional Property Chief Executive Pat Farrell said this: it will kill that whole market. With Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald, saying Sinn Féin policies would lead to an exodus of young people from the country. Well, Marion Finnegan joins me now alongside Sinn Féin's TD and housing spokesperson Eoghan O'Brien. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I come to you, Marion Finnegan, first of all? Mm-hmm. A Sinn Féin housing minister would kill the private rental market and would lead to an exodus of young people from the country. Can you explain that to me, please? What do you mean?
I can, because that isn't exactly what happened. So at the event yesterday, I was asked, the implications of policies such as a continuation or a reintroduction of the moratorium on evictions, or a further tightening of rental controls. Now, both of those, in response to that, what I said is those types of policies would have a very negative impact on the rental market. Mm-hmm. And while they may be policies proposed by Sinn Féin, it wasn't referred to as being Sinn Féin policy.
But the question was,
over my view.
Yeah, it was in relation to a Sinn Féin housing minister. Isn't that right? That was the answer.
No, there was no reference to the Sinn Féin housing minister in the question that was asked. However, it's irrelevant at the moment, in that I stand over my point of view, which is that while those policies are laudable in intent, and you can see mm-hmm. the intention is to improve the position for renters and to give them more stability, unfortunately, with the law of unintended consequences, that's not going to be the outcome.
Right.
So what we've seen over the last number of years is there has been an increase in both the regulation and the controls on the rental sector. Rent controls were brought in, and then a number of months ago, there was a moratorium on evictions in the early months of the year. And the impact of both of those factors, amongst others, not just those, have had a very debilitating impact on supply. So what we've seen really over the past decade, with increasing acceleration in more recent years, is that landlords are speaking with their feet.
Okay.
So last year, for example, we're estimating a loss.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
A loss of about 15,000 tenancies.
Yeah, you do accept that the policies that you are critical of are policies that Sinn Féin, and Eoghan can correct me if I'm wrong, are espousing.
Well, Eoghan can correct you if he's wrong, but if they are policies that he's espousing, I don't agree with them. I think they will have a very damaging impact on the market. And I think the rental market has suffered a lot mm-hmm. more than any other segment of the market over the past decade. And if you think at the position we're in today, where if you go on daft.ie and look for a property anywhere in Ireland, you have, you know, a couple of thousands of properties available to you. In 2010, that would have been well over 20,000 properties. So on the ground, you can really feel the pressure of that lack of supply.
Okay.
And if we require private sector investment in this market, which we do, then putting further pressure on that market is not going to find the solution that
okay.
you want.
Well, I hope we're clearing
things up. What we need is a more free market approach.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you're saying we need private institutional investment as part of the solution. You're saying we don't need more rent controls and the lifting of the moratorium on evictions is a good thing. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that what the solution for this market is increased supply. We need to have the stock of accommodation available to our young people to allow people to move out from home with their mum and dad, move into private rental accommodation, as we all did decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't an opportunity that's available to a lot of our young people today. There was an Ipsos poll yesterday of 750 young people, and their biggest challenge is housing. The first step on the ladder for most 20-somethings is they leave home and they move into rental accommodation. But that supply is so tight now that opportunity isn't available to them. And therefore, they're leaving the country. And that is particularly worrying. So we're seeing a brain drain of highly educated young people leaving what is a very attractive country simply because they can't find housing. And I know the intention is, if you put a moratorium in evictions or if you put in further rental controls, you think you're making the situation better. But in reality, it's those very policies that have led to where we are today.
Okay. And I think, Eoghan O'Brien, if I can bring you in here, you are for a moratorium on evictions and rent controls, and you want more public investment instead of private. Is that correct?
Yes, although, first of all, let me say I wasn't obviously at the event yesterday, so I don't know exactly who said what to who, but I know Marion's position well. We've discussed and debated these issues before, and I also know Pat Farrelland, Irish Institutional Properties, position on these things. A couple of things are really important to start off with, and I actually agree with the very last point Marion said, which is we have a crisis now of an increasing number of young people with good education, good jobs, who are essentially being forced to emigrate because of the high cost to rent or buy a home. Our private rental sector is completely dysfunctional. What Marion didn't tell you, however, is new institutional investors get some of the most advantageous treatment of any sector in our economy. So if you're an institutional investor acquiring new rental stock, you pay no tax on your rent roll and no capital gains tax. The rent pressure zones don't affect the entry-level rents, which is why, for example, new rents last year increased by 11%, again on double-digit rental increases in the year before. And also, increasingly, that sector is subsidised by increasing levels of HAP and homeless HAP. Mm-hmm. So if anybody is telling me that an institutional investor can't enter the Irish market today and make a very significant return and has to be guaranteed year-on-year double-digit rent increases, then I'm sorry, we have a problem.
Well, I can tell you exactly what Pat Farrell said, the CEO of the Irish Institutional Property. He said there is no certainty for those investors, those institutional investors. He said Ireland is seen as an attractive market based on the fundamentals, but it's not seen as an attractive market based on the particular policy framework you have here, which has been categorised by chop and change over the past number of years.
Well, first of all, there's been no chopping and changing to the excessively generous tax treatment that Pat's members get, or indeed to the fact that the rent pressure zones don't apply to them on entry. But the problem here, you see, is the consequence of accepting what, in particular, Pat seems to be saying, but also to a certain extent, Marion, is that rents are just going to keep increasing. 11% for new rents in the last year, 5% for existing renters. And it's not just that that's having a huge impact on renters in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Employers are telling us right across the country they cannot afford the increasing wage claims because workers who are getting increased rental bills are looking for increased wages. And therefore, we need to take a step back for a second and we need to say, look, what are we actually looking to do here? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a stable private rental sector. I'd like to see a private rental sector where both landlords and tenants who abide by the rules get good quality accommodation at a reasonable price, where there isn't huge peaks and troughs as we have done in recent years.
But and you want to control rents, though. That's what they're saying. The overall point that Marion and the industry is making, that if you apply an eviction moratorium and if you apply rent controls and if you restrict in any way private institutional investors, it will have an adverse impact on the market. That's what she's saying.
And they're wrong if you get those measures right. The big problem with the rent pressure zones is they were really badly designed. They created a two-tier rental market, both for renters and landlords. One of the many reasons why we argued against them at the time.
How do you get rent controls right then?
What Sinn Féin, first of all, there's plenty of examples across the developed world. What we need is two things. We need, first of all, a short emergency response, and it's short. And then we need a longer-term stabilisation mechanism.
Okay, so short first?
What Sinn Féin has argued for a long time is, one, we need a ban on rent increases for all new and existing tenants for an emergency period of 3 years. And after that, immediately you link rent reviews to an index made up of, for example, wages and interest rates. What we've also argued is there's no point giving renters a refundable or a tax credit in the absence of a ban. We want to give them a full month's rent back into their pocket. But crucially, the state has to step in and start year after year investing and delivering tens of thousands of affordable cost rental units. Those things are a necessary package of short emergency measures and medium and long-term solutions.
And if you do that, I'll go back to Marion in just a second, but if you do that, the industry is saying on rent controls, you will have more private landlords leave the market.
So two things. First of all, we're talking about two different groups of landlords here. Single property landlords have been leaving the market since 2016 and 2017. And there's a range of reasons, as Marion rightly alluded to. They're going to continue leaving and they're not re-entering the market. In fact, what Pat Farrell was talking about, and it's important to remember, Ivan Yates, a former Fine Gael minister, asking a question of Pat Farrell, not only the lobbyist for institutional investors, but former Secretary General of Fianna Fáil and indeed Senator for a month appointed by Albert Reynolds. What they're saying is for the new entrants to the market, they don't just want no tax on rent roll and no capital gains. They don't just want no restrictions on entry level rents. They want to be able to increase the rent year on year, renters cannot afford it.
Okay.
Employers cannot afford it. Well, and our rental system cannot
handle that burden over time.
That's speculation on your part.
But can I go back to Marion?
The actual facts.
Yeah. Can I go back to Marion on the rent controls that Sinn Féin is proposing? And Owen has broken it down then. A ban on rent increases for 3 years and then link it to wages and interest rates. What would be wrong with that?
The first problem, I want to make 2 points first of all. The first thing I do want to say, in Pat Farrell's defence, he wasn't a participant at the conference yesterday, so he wasn't asked any questions by Ivan Yates, the broadcaster, or a former politician, just to make that point first of all. Secondly, in relation to the policies that, that Owen has suggested there, again, I go back to my original point. If we have an inadequate supply, putting a control on the price of that supply doesn't solve the problem for anybody. Mm-hmm. So what we need is a policy that's going to encourage, first of all, let's start with where we are today. We do have private investors in the marketplace. Why can we not encourage them to remain? We do have a lot of private citizens in Ireland who are very willing, as their predecessors were, to become private landlords. Why do we want to push them out of the market by having very rigid controls around entry and also very high tax levels?
I'll come back
and then
to that.
Secondly, in relation to the PRS sector, we have to remember, are in the main international pension funds investing in Ireland. And the first thing they have done is invest in building accommodation. Now, Owen will accept we have a huge problem with an inadequate supply of accommodation in Ireland. So if there is a sector willing to invest and develop that going into the future and provide us with accommodation, that is a good thing. We should not want to discourage them or call them vulture funds. They're all the things that have occurred.
Marion, should they be, and I think Owen called it, they have a very advantageous position on entering the market. No tax on the rent roll, no CGT, and they're not subject to the rent pressure zones when they apply initially. Should that stand?
Well, they're subject to the rent controls the same as everybody else. But if you build new accommodation, it's new accommodation. That's outside rent controls.
So should that stand?
Not treated. Well, what I would say is the PRS sector is an international investment body. And if we want to make ourselves an attractive location, we must provide an attractive environment for which them to come in and invest in Ireland.
So yes is what I'm imputing. And when you say encourage, when you say encourage private landlords to stay in the market, what do you mean?
Okay, for private landlords, as Owen quite rightly said, are leaving for a variety of reasons. High taxation is one of them. Very heavily regulated industry is another one. And uncertainty in terms of the policy in relation to the rental sector. We need stability. And with the greatest respect, talking about bringing in moratoriums on evictions, where you have private landlords who, for a variety of personal reasons, may wish to be in a position to sell their accommodation, they need to have that certainty. If you're investing your private money in an investment, you need to have certainty that you will be able to exit that investment when you want to.
And on that, so let me bring in Owen O'Brien, because we got a statement from Minister Dara O'Brien as well, and he says that Sinn Féin have predictably, he said, done a U-turn on this, incentivising private landlords to stay in the market. He's saying that they said previously there should be no tax incentives to keep small landlords in the market. Now they're saying they've changed their position. Have you changed your position, Sinn Féin, on that?
No, absolutely not. Over a year ago, when we started to see a very dramatic increase in eviction notices issued by landlords, I said I would look at all issues. And in fact, I engaged with all of the representative bodies of landlords and tenants and others. I went through all of those things, and not unlike the advice to the government's own tax strategy working group, having considered all of those issues, I came to the same conclusion that the government has come to, which is dropping the personal rate of income tax for single property landlords would do nothing to keep those landlords in the market, but it would create huge inequity, because it's simply not the case that single property landlords pay high tax. They pay exactly the same rate of income tax as any other category of worker, despite the fact that it's a passive level of investment. It's also not the case that they're more regulated than any other industry. The taxi industry is probably regulated more. You know, there's a whole series of regulations. These are homes that people are living in, and therefore there is a requirement. I do have some sympathy with Marion that this government, like its predecessor, has got lots and lots of bad regulation and then had to repeat it. Sinn Féin wouldn't do that. But crucially, we need a system that works both for tenants and landlords. And right now, more than 10 counties had double-digit rental inflation for new rents last year. Every single county, bar one or two, had rental inflation above 2% for existing renters. We have had almost a decade of unrelenting rent rises. That is not sustainable. And I'm not against institutional investment in our residential market. What I am against is a system that incentivizes the wrong kind of investment into the wrong kind of speculative activity. And it is ordinary renters and ordinary workers.
Yeah,
and in some
cases,
you would
get institutional investors to pay tax on their rent roll, wouldn't you?
No, our proposal is different. Piers Doherty has set that out in terms of other changes to the tax regime.
But the government is saying you haven't published your housing plan a year after you said you promised
it. Out. Well, the very interesting thing is Darragh O'Brien keeps saying things that simply are not true. Sinn Féin has published all of the details of our housing policy over the last number of years. Well in advance of a general election, we'll set out those in some detail.
Okay.
I'd like to remind people that Darragh O'Brien not only had no plan when he was in opposition, it took him a full year as minister to publish his plan.
Okay.
And his plan
I'm
isn't
sure
working.
He would reject
rising
that.
House prices, rising rents,
and they
rising
say
homelessness.
Over 32,000 houses
and they are
last
not
year.
Delivering okay. their social and affordable housing targets. That's why the government needs to go. We need
okay.
to get a general election.
We'll leave it there
and
for
a Sinn Féin
moment.
Government will sort out the rental sector as well as the housing system
Owen
overall.
O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. Marion Finnegan of Sherry Fitzgerald, thank you.